This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, today is the last day to sign up for crop insurance. If you haven't enrolled yet, make sure to get it done and protect your crops from unexpected losses. Reach out to your local agent if you need assistance with the process. If we learned anything from last year in agriculture across the country, is that crop insurance is paying off and it is getting more popular among farmers. We'll find out more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Tom Zacharias is the president of NCIS, and they shared that 2024 marked a record year for crop insurance enrollment. He emphasized the importance of continued participation to protect farmers from unexpected challenges.
Last year, about 550 million acres of farm and ranch land nationwide were covered by crop insurance. That's roughly 9 out of 10 acres that are eligible for coverage, which is up dramatically from just 5 years ago, when fewer than about 380 million acres were covered.
According to NCIS, not only has there been a significant growth in acreage, but farmers are also purchasing more insurance policies than ever before. This increased participation is leading to greater liability protection across rural America, helping to safeguard livelihoods and strengthen the ag community.
All told, farmers and ranchers spent more than $6 billion out of their own pockets in 2024 to purchase 2.4 million crop insurance policies, and those policies provided $159 billion worth of protection against weather and market losses. These figures do not include those farmers who purchase crop hail coverage as well.
2024 brought significant weather challenges for farmers nationwide, with two devastating hurricanes hitting in quick succession, among other things. From flooding to wind damage, crops across the country faced unprecedented threats. Despite these hardships, crop insurance played a critical role in helping producers recover and rebuild.
Final indemnity numbers for last year are still coming into USDA, but it already totals approximately $12.8 billion nationwide. And as a part of that amount, crop insurers delivered more than $800 million in indemnity payments within 3 to 4 weeks of last year's deadly hurricanes. Crop insurance indemnity payments were among the first meaningful assistance to arrive after Milton and Helene.
Zacharias is optimistic that the increasing popularity of crop insurance, combined with the quick delivery of indemnities last year, will encourage even more farmers to secure coverage this year. He believes that the program's proven reliability and responsiveness during difficult times will continue to build confidence among producers.
Farmers should be sure to contact their crop insurance agents by the March 17th sales closing date to review their operation's past performances and design a crop insurance plan tailored specifically for the upcoming year. They should look at their cost of productions, adequate coverage levels, and their product mix. They should evaluate individual plans, consider the supplemental plans that are available, such as supplemental coverage option, or SCO, enhanced coverage option, ECO, and if they're cotton growers, the stacks program that's available in those states, along with hail and wind coverage that's available in the Midwest. There are more risk management options available more than ever.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.